Let us understand that once we receive our set and bearing from God, the timing is also very important. What if King Jehoshaphat had not set himself and Judah in the presence of the Lord? Or if they had not listened to the word of the Lord which came from the prophet in 2 Chronicles 20:14-17, but instead went out to battle against the multitude in their own strength? It's an extremely high probability they would have been slaughtered. What if Rahab, the harlot of Joshua chapter 2, had not positioned herself at the right place in time? Scripture doesn't exactly say it, but I believe she had thought about her situation and seriously considered her options. She was practicing prudence. Evidently, Rahab had already set herself, and according to verse 9 and 10, God had already given her her bearings. When the Israeli spies were suddenly at her door, she knew what to do. She had her bearings. If she hadn't positioned herself before the Lord to stand, hold, and see, she would have lost the opportunity for the salvation of her family and herself. Before I moved, for 4 years, every day, all day, even when I was working, my eyes were cast to heaven. I set myself before the Lord, who is my true north. In doing that, I found the strength to stand firm, hold my ground in pursuit of the Lord. Additionally, the Lord gave me eyes to see into the distance of what was to come. By finding my set, I also acquired the courage to act when the time came. By and by, the Lord gave me my bearings. My direction and heading became clearer and clearer. By the end of 4 years, I knew where I was going, how I was going to get there, and all that was left was the doing. One day, among other obvious confirmations, he plainly said to me in a dream, "The wind and tide are with you. Hoist your sails, weigh anchor, drop the tiller, get up and get gone." So I did. I had already reduced all my property and belongings to one truck and one RV. Boy, what a job. So I bowed down, thanked the Lord, and left where I was, driving 2,700 miles all the way across the United States to my new home. What if I had just left on my own? What if I just never did anything but whine and moan about things? What if I had not positioned myself before the Lord, determined to wait on God? I believe the Lord our God wants us to live our lives in a constant state of being set or being positioned before Him. Always being ready, constantly being set, and just waiting on the bearings for the time when He says, "Go." In 2 Timothy 4:2, it says, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season," which means we are to live in a continual state of set. Our bearings may change from time to time, but our state of heart is steady and ready. When we don't move with God, we usually miss out on great blessings and even prosperity. When opportunities arise, we need to, in faith, step out into the flow that God has provided for us and move forward. In this next move of God, we will all need to position ourselves more in His presence so as to be prepared to move when His glory cloud moves. Think about it.